This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish and JP hanging out. Going to get back into the Washington Commanders. The season, of course, was wrecked by injuries.
Yep.
4-win season. Likely to be 4-13. They play the Eagles here in the last week of the season. But in the Cowboys' loss on Christmas, we saw Jacory Kroski-Merritt, a.k.a. Bill, go for 105 yards rushing on 11 carries, had the 72-yarder. Has he shown you enough to think he's worthy of being the number one back? We put this up as our Surfside poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Junkies poll sponsored by Surfside. Use the code Junks at store.statesidevodka.com and get 25% off their merchandise, tees, hats, hoodies, and more. Again, use the code Junks at store.statesidevodka.com. Have you seen enough from Bill to make you believe he is a number one back?
I mean, the numbers would tell you so, because you know he's almost at 800 yards, almost 5 yards a carry, 8 touchdowns. The problem is he's not a receiving threat. He's only got 9 catches. Now, look, I know Christian McCaffrey's and Achane's and Bijan Robinson's don't grow on trees. But I just need a guy who can run the ball and can go out for a pass, and who's dangerous in both aspects. And right now, for some reason, and I don't know why Kingsbury didn't give the ball to Merritt that much in the middle of the season. I mean, he had games where he had 14 carries, 17 carries, but then he had 9 carries against Miami, 9 against Kansas City, 4 against Denver, 7 against Minnesota. His overall numbers would tell you yes. And if you gave the ball to him, you know, he's got 162 carries. If you gave the ball to him 230 times, well, he'd probably have 1,200, 1,300 yards. But there's got to be a reason they weren't doing that.
He fell out of favor a little bit in the middle of the season.
He did.
So he had the bomb game against the Chargers, so I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was week 5.
I think he went for 150 total yards in the game.
Right.
Then his next 4 games were kind of duds, and they gave Rodriguez more of a chance.
Yep.
And Rodriguez showed enough that he seemed worthy of being the number one back on this team, even though it was a situation where they're sharing the load, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like Rodriguez was getting 30 carries.
No.
But he was the number one back. And I don't know if it was blocking, if it was pass receiving. I don't know why fell out of favor that Rodriguez kind of leapfrogged Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt.
Right.
But with Rodriguez hurt, you've seen Bill get a shot. And in two of the last three games, I mean, against the Giants, and I know the Giants' defense isn't great, mm-hmm. he goes for just under 100 yards, has a touchdown, 96 yards
yep.
on 18 carries, averaged 5.3 yards per carry.
Yeah, really good
in this game, only 11 carries, because for a 105, he had the long 72-yarder, averaging 9.5 yards per carry. Like,
but against Philly, he had 8 carries for 25 yards.
This last week, I'm going to need to see him back it up. He doesn't have to have a home run, a 72-yarder, but I'm going to need to see a little more production. And if I see that, then I think I'm changing my opinion. You know what? A few weeks ago, we had this discussion about should they go and get somebody in free agency or draft a running back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Colin Cowherd says this all the time. New information, new opinions. Well, the new information is Merritt, the last 3 weeks, as he's getting more carries, is showing you that maybe he can be the number one guy. So the last game of the season, kind of meaningless. They're 4-12. People probably want them to lose, improve draft position. But if he backs up with another game, then I think I am comfortable moving.
You're
like
okay
I was
with
a
him,
guy, bro? I was a guy who thought maybe they should go out and get a proven running back in free agency, Breece Hall, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a bunch of guys who are going to be available in free agency that shouldn't cost too much. Like, I think getting a free agent, like a top free agent wide receiver, is going to cost a lot of money. So I was like, draft a wide receiver, get a running back in free agency. But if Bill is going to show you what he's shown you in the last couple of weeks, and there's been flashes throughout the season, maybe you roll with him, and Rodriguez has shown enough that maybe I don't address the running back room at all. Like, I'm okay with running it back. I mean, McNichols at times, now he doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but on third down passes,
mm-hmm.
he's made some big plays for this team.
I still need to see another body in that room. That's just me. Especially a guy. I'd rather have a guy who can run and can receive. I don't want to have a guy run and then bring in another guy like McNichols, who's my pass catcher. I'd want a combo guy. And I just don't know if Bill is that guy, unless he works on it in the offseason. We talked about this last week, Cakes and I. That's one thing he's got to do. He's got to learn to be a better receiver. 9 catches for your number one RB, a smaller, fast guy.
But is it because he can't catch or they don't look his way?
There's got to be a reason. There's got to be a reason.
He has 3 fumbles this year.
Yep.
So that also maybe is part of the reason he fell out of favor for a while. So this last week, I think it's going to be interesting. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, and you can vote at Junks Radio on our poll. Has Bill shown you enough to make you believe he should be the number one back for Washington next season? Right now, it's about 50-50. You can vote at Junks Radio. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to TJ in Alexandria. TJ, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
What's up, T? What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm riding high. Just pretty much secured the fantasy football championship last night.
Nice job.
Congrats.
So I'm in a good mood.
Good.
You're counting your chickens, right? Does your opponent have anybody on the Rams?
No, I actually have Puka, and I already won. So.
Nice. You're good to go.
Nice job.
Yeah, good to go. Good to celebrate. I was at the game this weekend. I actually have both McNichols and Rodriguez on my team.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodriguez went out with an illness, something like that.
Yep.
So I had to start McNichols. He didn't do great, but we do know that Kroski Merritt had a fantastic game.
Yep, he did.
I was actually right at the end zone spot where he was running to on that long run. Haven't felt anything like that as a fan really all season. I love those big runs. But anyway, I think that we need somebody else. I agree with you. We've got Austin Eckler. He might retire. Who knows?
I wouldn't count on Eckler next year.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Age and injury, I think they're going to move on.
Yeah.
I agree with you, although he was great to have. And so maybe, we got him, what was it, from the Chargers or something like that in a free agency or a trade type deal. We need somebody else. Bill's in my opinion, too small. He can't take the workload. He didn't get a chance necessarily all season to prove it. But maybe something like a Derrick Henry or a bigger back that can really dominate the line. I mean, you saw this week with Derrick Henry's performance. That's the reason why I won. So
well, you're not going to get Derrick Henry. You just want a bigger guy. I got you.
I just want a bigger guy.
Yeah.
We don't really have that. We've got speed. Rodriguez is bigger, but he's 5'11", 220, maybe.
All right, so you don't think he's shown enough. Appreciate the call.
Merrick could be a really good number two. I mean, you look at Kyle Monange in Chicago, who's a number two. He's going to have, I don't know, he's got to have 800 yards. I mean, that's a great number for a number two.
So just to rip through some names of potential free agents, 2026, this is according to SpotRack, Najee Harris.
Don't want him.
I mentioned Breece Hall.
Intriguing.
J.K. Dobbins.
Because Hall is a good pass catcher, too.
J.K. Dobbins.
He's always hurt.
Always hurt.
Yep.
Jerome Ford.
He's not bad.
He isn't bad.
When he's healthy, he actually produces.
Rashad White.
Again, backup.
Javonte Williams from the Cowboys.
I mean, he had a great year.
Kenneth Walker.
He's really good when he's healthy, but he's always banged up.
Yeah, see, that's why I might be leaning towards running it back.
But, I mean, there are
Bill.
Other guys you can pluck. I mean, you don't have to
pick
one of those seven guys.
Yeah, I'm just naming some of the bigger guys.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to our pal Shane in Switzerland. What's up, Shane?
Morning, Jumps. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. What's up, Shane? Do you like Bill as your number one going into next year?
Hails to the no. Hails. Look, that's the reason why we need – I've seen enough to say we need another running back. We need – Look, this roster is – nobody said on this roster. Call it what it is. If they're going in next year saying we're going to rerun this roster, then we got issues. But, no, we need a pass-catching, a bigger type-style back. But, no, we need help. I thought Chris Rodriguez actually had a better year, but and I thought he was going to beat out Bill. But we need somebody in between the tackles. And somebody can get those hard when the weather's bad, when we can – somebody to lean on. You know, those are – it's hard to find that – that's all-purpose back, if you will, in today's football. Somebody can pass pro and all that. But, yeah, we need help. And I think it starts with the play calling, too, to put our running backs in better situations as well. So this college gimmick offense is RPO where we're at. So that's another topic, I guess. But, no, we need help big time.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
Alvin at Kamara, go to Alvin Kamara. You're trading for all these old players. Go get Alvin Kamara.
I mean, he's older and he's been banged up. I mean,
yeah, I know. But that's what we do now, Larch.
I got to get a younger guy. I got to get a younger guy. Thanks for the call, bud. If you look at Washington's total numbers, I think they're fifth in the league in rushing as a team. They've got 2,100 yards, 2,147. 18 rushing touchdowns, but you have to factor in the running quarterbacks that they have.
You know,
so their quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels and Marcus combined, are like the third running back because they've got almost 600 yards.
You know who'd be an intriguing ad? Who is a free agent? Yep. I didn't mention him, Kenneth Gainwell, because you want a pass catching back. I'm looking at Gainwell this year. He's got 65 catches.
He's good at that. He is.
65 catches.
He wouldn't be your number one. So who's your number one if you're bringing a Gainwell?
I'm telling you that
you like Bill as number one.
I think I could roll with Bill, Chris Rodriguez, and then throw Gainwell in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But on my list of priorities.
I would agree with that.
They have limited draft picks. I'm not drafting a running back, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm not saying you draft a running back unless you get someone, you know, later in the draft that kind of excites you, but. I think they're going to add to that room. I'm not sure who. I don't know if it's going to be through the draft or free agency, but I think they're going to add to that room. I think they need a tight end as well. They certainly need to look at receivers. You got to get younger and faster at receiver. You obviously, defensively, they got a bunch of holes. I mean, there's so many holes on this roster, and Adam Peters is going to have a lot to do in the offseason. He and DQ are going to have to figure out, all right, which direction do we go in the draft early and which direction are we going in free agency?
It's just one game, but this week means something to me. If Bill performs well against the Eagles in this last game of the season, and then I look at three of the last four games where you'd say he's had good games, then I think I'd be okay with running it back with him as the number one, Chris Rodriguez as two. And I don't hate Jeremy McNichols. Like, Gainwell would be an upgrade. I'm looking at what Gainwell's done with Pittsburgh this year. He's run for 527 yards. He's given you 4.8 yards per carry when he touches the ball as a runner. But he's got 65 catches.
Do you think that Philly...
65 catches out of the backfield.
Yeah. You think Philly is going to play any of their starters? The game doesn't mean anything to them.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. So if he
maybe
puts,
a little bit to try and catch a rhythm. Their offense looks so bad.
If he puts up numbers against backups, I'm not going to put a lot of stock into it. But we'll see. We'll see what they do.
1-800-636-1067. We'll come back with more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Your calls. Has Bill shown you enough to believe he's the number one back for the Washington Commanders?
We have just 2.5 days left with Window Nation's end of year sale. That means your chance to cash in on 50% off on all windows and all window styles. And if you choose to finance the purchase, get 0% interest for 5 years. Exists until the end of day, December 31st. If you've been thinking about new windows, do it now, man. Take advantage of this offer. Nobody's got a better offer than Window Nation. I promise you, you're not going to work with a company that cares more about its customers than Window Nation. Hence the 45,000 five-star reviews that they have and the number one rating per Forbes magazine among window installation companies across America. It all starts with a free in-home estimate. You mention my name, they'll schedule it for you when it's convenient for you. They'll leave you with that quote and they won't bother you. They're not going to put pressure on you. They'll tell you to shop it to see if you can beat that offer. I don't think you'll be able to. Window Nation's installation crews finish the job in a day or less. That's part of the offer. And you get your windows with a lifetime warranty. If you've been thinking about buying new windows to lower your heating bills and air conditioning bills and also make your home look nicer, all I ask is give Window Nation a chance to come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Call them at 866-90-NATION or head to windownation.com. So in the Jonathan Jones story, CBS Sports, he writes, Al Harris, Chicago's defensive backs coach, defensive passing game coordinator, has overseen a unit responsible for a league-leading 21, now 22 after last night, interceptions. A coach the past 13 years, Harris was previously with the Cowboys. In his final 4 years in Dallas, the Cowboys had the most interceptions in the league with 72 between 2021 and 2024. He had Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland, his first team All-Pros. Today, the Cowboys have the second fewest interceptions in the league this season. The ball is worth millions, and no one has the turnover pelts on the wall like Al Harris. Al Harris coached with Dan Quinn when Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator. Quinn decided to bring Joe Witt Jr. with him rather than to bring Al Harris with him. And Al Harris would be an example of sort of an inside the family hire, inside the Quinn family hire. As would Raheem Morris, who coached with him in Atlanta, or Jeff Ulbrich, who is the Falcons defensive coordinator, who coached with him in Atlanta. That assumes that Raheem Morris gets boomed at the end of the year, and there's no guarantee of that. The simple question is, do you want the hire to come from outside the Quinn family or inside the Quinn family? The three examples would be Al Harris from Chicago, Jeff Ulbrich from Atlanta, or Raheem Morris from Atlanta. If Raheem Morris is left, is let go. Look, I will. Kevin in Arlington and I texted back and forth over the weekend. This is one of those things where I just trust me on this. We think we know, but we don't know anything. Those that declare things about, you know, position coaches and even coordinators, honestly, they don't know 99 times out of 100. People know inside the game who's good, who isn't, who's the right fit, who isn't. I think I have a preference for him to go outside, like, and hire somebody that I know is good, like Jim Schwartz as an example, but I don't know. And nor do you really know, even though there's going to be some passion and emotion tied to this. And as far as hiring people, you know, cronyism, if you've been in the league for more than 5, 6, 7 years, it's the way most coaches go when they have people that they've been working with for a long period of time that they're comfortable with. It's the way most coaches go, successful and unsuccessful, when you've been in the league for a long period of time. So I don't have a strong feeling one way or the other, because I feel like I'm out of my depth here when it comes to somebody like Al Harris. He might be the next great thing as a defensive coordinator, even though Quinn knows him well. Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Happy holidays, Kevin. How you doing?
You too, Joe.
Hey, real quick, I was up in New York with family, and there was 3 or 5 inches of snow, and we had to shovel a lot of it. Now I'm in New Jersey, there's some snow on the ground, but pretty nice weather up here for it. I mean, it's starting to melt with the 50s, but just anyway.
Yeah.
So I want to say, I'm going to go outside on this, and for a guy like Jim Schwartz, that's the person I would say I would want to hire as defensive coordinator here with Washington. I mean, I'm not dismissing the other three you mentioned inside Dan Quinn's field, but you know, if Schwartz is available, and it's pretty cool, maybe the Browns do clean house after this season, if they're just going to have Sanders be the future moving forward, why not have Schwartz here? I mean, Schwartz has had success in some places he's been as defensive coordinator. Why not? So we'll see what happens. And happy New Year to you, Kevin. Hope to talk to you
in
2026. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for the call. Speaking of Kevin in Arlington, he's on hold. Kev, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I'm afraid if Quinn doesn't go out of the family, he's going to lose the family. I mean, he's on notice. And let me just give me a couple minutes on this.
Well, you only have, like, sorry, we're at the end here. I got to the end quickly, so you got a minute.
Okay. Look, Joe Gibbs didn't know Richie Pettibone. Never worked with him before. Joe Gibbs didn't know Greg Williams. Never worked with him before. And speaking of Greg, you'd have to say he was the last great or very good D coordinator we've had, and that was 20 years
ago. Yeah, agreed.
When the animal trainer was in charge.
Yeah.
Okay? The last time I was confident in our defense in consecutive years was 04 and 05.
Yeah.
So it's horrible, Kevin. And then, you know, I'm sorry. Quinn hasn't demonstrated with his defenses that they're very good at stopping West Coast offenses. Channing offenses. You made that point several times this year. That hasn't changed, even if they had competitive games in the playoffs with San Francisco or whatever. It's still a problem. I want our Spags. I want our Fangio, ideally. A head coach who's no longer a head coach, but is a hell of a D coordinator, has been successful wherever he's gone. I think we need to open up the checkbook, open up our minds, because for me, Quinn's superpower is no longer defensive coaching. I mean, if it were, why would he have hired Witt? Witt was an abomination. The defense was an abomination for 2 years. Quinn's superpower is team building, yep. Culture building. So,
Tab, I got to run, man. I'm up right. Against it. My fault. But, and everybody on hold, my fault. Look, if you held a gun to my head, I'd say I'd prefer somebody from the outside. But I'm going to tell you, we really don't know. Like, if Al Harris is the next big thing, that's something that inside the game they know that we don't know as much. But anyway, Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for the year. Be back a week from today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm a defensive lineman, so all the respect in the world, those guys are going to be Hall of Fame players. You need a quarterback. You have to have a quarterback if you want to compete week in, week out in the National Football League to win football games, right? And so JD, Jaden Daniels, five, whatever it is you want to call him, right, he has the right temperament. He's proven to us, if you made his highlight tape, right, if you did his highs and his lows, right, he's proven that he can be a top-tier quarterback in this league, right? Injuries, different system, sophomore slump, whatever you want to say. The reason I'm excited about him, right, is that he's always been the same mentally, right? Yeah. So that means, you know, old school term, right, he's cut from the right cloth in my book, right? That he is a guy that is going to take this year. He's embarrassed. He's disappointed, so on and so forth. He's going to get healthy, right? He's going to get with his receivers. He's going to get with his coordinators. he is going to improve, and he's going to be the catalyst for this whole team improving, because he's going to demand it, because that's what he's proven to me, whether he was at Arizona State, at LSU, and now here, right? That he isn't just expecting everybody else to help him. He's going to improve on himself, and then that in turn is going to make everybody else better.
Let me ask you this. Well, I've got you. As a guy that played this league and now, you know, coaches at a very high level here locally in the D.C. area, to me, the key for him is to be available, is to be healthy. Some of it's beyond your control. They get hit in the pocket, see, you know, the famous Tom Brady injury, they change their season, they go 11-5 with Matt Castle. But guys get hurt, it's part and parcel for the NFL. It is unbelievable what you guys do. But the extra hits, quote-unquote, one of the most contacted quarterbacks in the sport, and whether you say this was freakish the way he went down against Seattle, whether you say this was freakish the way he went down against Green Bay for injuries, the point is, there are a number of those bad hits that he took where you go, oh my God, and then he's actually okay. But the point is, the process to me is scary, is something that I think needs adjusting. What's your view on that? Where you go, I need you healthy, man. Whatever you've got to do to stay healthy, I need you healthy. Let's figure that out. Is that adjustable? Is that a fader you can change?
You know, it's kind of like, you know, we all talk about like a quarterback that can run, right? And that's what Jaden is, right? He is the new quarterback, right? They're not guys. We can say what we want to say, right? Like the day of a guy just standing back there throwing from the pocket, those days are gone, right? Yeah. Because you got guys that can throw from the pocket, but they also can run around the yard, and they add another level of complexity that defenses have to account for. So that ship is sailed. It's not the runs where you see him taking these hits. It's not the designed runs, right? It's the off-schedule scrambling out of the pocket, trying to extend the play, maybe try to get a yard or two, right? So more so than ever, right, like quarterbacks are protected, right? You got to use what the rules are giving you from the NFL standpoint to – live to fight another day, right? Live to fight another day. And they say, well, let's get the Nationals out there so they can teach him how to slide, right? Like, whatever he needs to do to feel comfortable to protect himself, that's what he needs to continue to work on, right? But in this season, right, he's fighting for a win, because even when he did play, it wasn't like they were just winning every game he played, right? So he's a competitive guy that you don't want to take that away from. You just want to get him to understand, right, like, hey, there's a time where we can fight for the extra yard, and here's a time where we don't need to, because ultimately the best ability is what? Availability,
right?
And we still need to develop a young quarterback, and that's what he is going to do. So it's just a learning process, right? The thing that doesn't bother me about the injuries, it's not the same exact thing, right? So he got an elbow, right? That happens, right? Hopefully they were smart. They shut him down. He'll recover from that. He'll get a full offseason. The hamstring injury, he's a quick twitch fiber guy, right? Like, he's going to have some soft tissue injuries along the way. How do you continue to develop him from a throwing standpoint in and out of the pocket so that when he isn't 100% healthy, which nobody is at this time of the year, you can still go out there and play at a winning type level?
What's the view from – now I'm curious. I'm going down a rabbit hole with you. From teammates – when a shutdown like this happens, I mean, to me, it's like this is easier for me to say my fat butt in a chair, not in the locker room with you guys that are going through hell every week, right? Playing with bumps and bruises and dislocations and getting shot up with Toradol and everything in between, just to get in a car wreck 70 times. I mean, it's unbelievable what these guys do now, what you did. So this is as tough a sport as they come. That this one, hockey, and a couple others are kind of in that mode. When this sort of shutdown happens, my view, because I get to be a horse's ass outside looking in, I go, you lost the right to complain when you got your ass kicked a bunch. When you're 4-12, you sort of, you know, if you're 12-4 and it's like, okay, you've got a little bruise, we're going to sit you down. It's going, whoa, 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 wait a minute. But when you have been this bad and everyone's getting replaced, I mean, this is how jobs get lost. I kind of don't really care anymore if you're going to complain. Give me your thoughts as a guy that's been in those locker rooms, and how would you react to this sort of shutdown thing?
You know, it's funny you say that, because little shout out to the past, right? For some of you all that don't know, Jason Taylor, right, defensive MVP of the league, actually played in Washington for a year.
For like 7 seconds?
7 seconds, right. Shout out Jason Taylor. He's a defensive line coach at the University of Miami. The best – when he got here, he was a superstar.
Yeah.
Right, and I'm going down a rabbit hole. But the most professional, hardworking, realistic guy I've ever been around.
And that calf injury that just wouldn't go away. And wouldn't it kept go getting away. Worse.
Yeah. And so we're out there in training camp, old school training camp, 2-a-days. You know, there was no heat restrictions. I think they were still giving assault tablets at that time. That being said, there was a day where Jason Taylor and London Fletcher didn't practice. And here I am going into year three or whatever, and it's hot as all get out. We're practicing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It hadn't rained in 60 years in Virginia. It's just gnats in your mouth, gnats everywhere, right? Uh-huh. And I made some comment. I don't remember exactly what the comment was. But Jason Taylor said, hey, man, all things ain't for everybody in this league. The NFL is not fair, right? And I say all that to say that Jaden Daniels is a huge part of this organization's success, right? And so as somebody else, right, like you are 53 independent contractors all working for this entity to go out there and win, right? And so you have to really, it's not selfishly, right? You have to be the best version of yourself. You have to go out there and produce at a high level because they are going to replace you. But there's other guys in this locker room like a Josh Johnson, right, that people are excited to for him to be able to go out there and play, right? Because here's another guy that is going out to practice day in and day out, that is competing, you know, when Jaden was playing on the scout team. And so there's other backups that are get opportunities when guys get shut down, and the locker room is happy because now that guy's being able to go out there and show everybody what he's been working on and all the hard work that he's put in, right? So it's not just about the star players. It's also, you know, guys that are getting opportunities to play when somebody does, quote, unquote, get shut down.
I like that perspective. That's Kendrick Colston. I'm Danny Ruye. This is Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Double play coming up at 3:45. Beltway Blitz at 4. Spinning around what's going on in the realm of Washington, D.C. sports. Next, kind of piggybacking off the topic that we just spent some time digesting about injuries and the like. It gets me thinking about Adam Peters to a degree. This is Grant and I both kind of buck and roll our eyes at the in blank we trust thing. But a guy shows up and goes to the NFC title game in his first year of a build, you've earned some credibility. I think that's perfectly fair. It's also perfectly fair to raise your hand and ask a question. To that end, if you got one question of Adam Peters right now, this minute, what would you want to know? 800-636-1067. We'll hear from Ked, hear from Darius, producers. I'll answer that as well. 800-636-1067.
Nick Ashew in for Kevin Sheehan. Yes, I will, Max, look at the YouTube comments quite a bit, and I will just say this. there's a lot about the defense right now. You can watch.
Oh, there's always a lot about the defense in there.
Listen, it's true. Look, this Commander's defense, we knew wasn't stopping anybody. I regularly, every single game, not that I'm the only one, but it was my, sort of became my bit on the podcast that I do, Commander Squad. Little plug there, ding ding. The discrepancies, if I can use a big Kevin Sheehan word, the discrepancies were astronomical between whoever the Commanders played and, well, themselves when it came to literally every stat. I mean, time of possession and, you know, first downs and simple things like, you know, points. The points that you have to score, the points that you stop another team from scoring. All of these things actually mattered. And, you know, when you're digging yourselves holes as a team, you got to dig out the rest of the way. And, you know, occasionally you can make that work. But are you going to be able to do that every single week? when everybody's hurt and defense can't stop anybody and, you know, the offense is predicated around a starting quarterback that's dynamic, that's not out there, and your franchise wide receiver that you just paid $30 million a year to missed most of the time, and, you know, they don't have a lot of depth at wide receiver. There's a lot of things that were stacked against this team. And it's just, again, it's the pimple came to a head and we went, oh, they got no depth. If you were wondering, they got no depth. Now, there was turnover from last year, too. It's not like this was the same team that they had last year, but they did go out and address some needs. Listen, Deebo Samuel was great this year, but this is also likely Deebo Samuel's last game in a Commander's uniform on Sunday. Barring a miracle, this is it. And it's not because he shouldn't be here. It's not because he hasn't earned a roster spot next year. And quite frankly, it's not like he hasn't lived up to the expectations I know I certainly had for him this season. But unless he takes a serious discount, spoiler alert, he probably won't. This is his last chance for a big deal, and he's probably going to take it somewhere else. Maybe it's the Panthers. Goes back home that way. And again, I said it and I will still say it, that Deebo Samuel is one of the biggest steals this entire offseason in the NFL. A fifth-round pick for a guy that's as versatile as he is, that could be used in as many ways as he is. He fits this roster perfectly. But it's always down to the money. Every time. And I don't know if you remember this, but there was this guy, I think his name was Terry McLaurin. Yeah, and he turned 30 and got paid a lot of money, and it was a drawn-out process that everybody hated last year. You think this team's going to want to go through it again? Do you think for one second that Adam Peters is going to be like, you know what? Debo's turning 30. You want $20 million a year, which is looked at as the general market price of what he could get out there. I think we're going to drag this on into the offseason, maybe into training camp, and have a conversation. Now, granted, I know we're talking extension versus holdout, and somebody else could pay him. Now, I understand all those things. But in reality, this team needs Deebo Samuel, but it may not be the right price. Because after Terry McLaurin, you got Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey. And listen, I love both of them. I think they both have great potential. I think Luke McCaffrey showed before he got hurt that he can be a legit wide receiver in the NFL that gets consistent targets, that can make big plays, and obviously is a return man, same as Jalen Lane. Dynamic return man. I mean, when Jalen Lane and Luke McCaffrey were out there together, this was the best return group in the NFL. It was. At any moment, Luke McCaffrey breaks off a 30 or 40 yard run return. Like, I mean, that's was a regular thing for them. But they still do have to prove that they can be consistent wide receivers. Now, Deebo made sense for this offense. The price was low, but money will likely not make this make sense, if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying? Because $20 million a year, turning 30, it's going to be really tough for Adam Peters and this organization to justify that kind of money. And I know that they've got, I mean, they got the money to spend. And if you've looked at the free agent class, it ain't that great. Like, it's just not. There's not a lot. There's no T. Higgins out there. I would have loved to see them pay T. Higgins. I mean, right, would you have complained if they paid T. Higgins what he got paid? No, nobody would. But maybe this becomes a situation where if you're this Commander's front office, you're looking around going, we got, you know, a Romeo Doubs or an Alec Pierce or a Juwan Jennings out there, and maybe we go and sign them for a discounted rate. And we'll say discounted by less than $20 million a year. Remember, this team does have a lot of cap space and has a lot of needs. Do you sign one of them and then see what Debo's market is? And maybe you get lucky and he goes out in the open market and no team really looks and says that he's worth the money. And then you kind of get, like, that's the only scenario that I have in my head right now where I could say that's how Deebo Samuel comes back. Because he's going to go out in the open market. He's going to look around and say, can I get $20 million here? Can I maximize my income? And remember, that's what Washington used to be. And I've gone over that list of names. We've all heard that name. Right? Deion Sanders. Mark, you know what? I won't even do it. You don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. We don't want to do that. But if they play this smartly, that's the only way that Deebo comes back. Listen, I will tell you this now. We'll go on record, and I've said it. I think Deebo Samuel was a steal for them, and I would love to see him back. But it still has to be at the right price, even with all the cap space you have. Just because you got a nice raise in life doesn't mean you go out and buy a new car, unless it works for you financially. Make smart financial decisions. If they look at this season, you're looking to the Commanders, and you go, man, we were bad this year, weren't we? Whew, remember that 12-win season? Let's go spend all the money. Let's go spend everything. Like you won the freaking lottery. That's bad business. Don't do it. Don't do it. Now, it doesn't mean that you just hoard all the money, right? You're not going to be greedy. Say, nobody gets it. We're not spending any money on anybody. Well, then your team's going to win five games next year, four games next year, and the fan base is going to want to completely ignore you forever. And you would earn the right to do that. We all would. Not me. I'd still have to talk about it. But, you know, this is something this team has to find the balance in, where it's no longer going to be about, hey, let's make decisions based on winning now but also building for the future. That's what last offseason was. This is a rebuild. This is a full rebuild, as it should have been from the beginning and really as it was. It's not like they came into last season and went out and spent a bunch of big money on a bunch of free agents like Dan Snyder did back in 2000. I mean, they got a bunch of guys on prove-it deals, short-term deals, 1-2 year deals. I loved that approach. And there are guys that earned it. Some of them earned it and they left. Jeremy Chinn gone. You know, Dexter Fowler gone. Like, name guys that went and got paid somewhere else. But the reality here is now they still have to make the smart decisions, but understand that being competitive is going to matter to this fan base, and you have a scarred fan base that wants to see smarter decisions made. Because, listen, I heard it plenty this year. Oh, God, it's back to the Dan Snyder area. No, it's not. But this front office knows that you're thinking about that, that I'm thinking about that, that everyone's thinking about what used to be. And you don't want to see same old all over again. So they got to be really cautious with Deebo Samuel. And again, like most things in life come down to money, right? You may want to buy a house. Interest rate's too high. You're like, ain't going to work. You got to wait. Same thing. Deebo Samuel's average annual value, that AAV that everybody loves to talk about, be like a high interest rate. Nah, I think we'll pass on $20 million a year, Deebo. But come in at 16, 17. Now, I get it. If you start getting to the point where it came that way with Terry McLaurin, when you're going, okay, are we really fighting over $1 million a year? Like, for this organization, they can afford it. So some of it just becomes a situation where, like, how much of it is a power grab? How much of it is winning the negotiation? But, like, that's going to matter. Because also keep in mind, with this team this offseason, that it's not just a Deebo decision. Now, he's going to be a free agent. But you got a lot of guys entering contract years, all right? Laremy Tunsil's going to be one of them. Frankie Louvu is going to be another. Now, Frankie Louvu this year versus last year, not the same. Frankie Louvu more dominant last year. I think we all can agree on that. Laremy Tunsil, pretty damn good this year. And you want to protect your quarterback. You want to protect his blind side. And you gave up assets to bring in a Pro Bowl left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. So they're going to pay him. They want to pay him. That's going to happen. So some of this cap space conversation for the Commanders is going to go away when they start paying some other guys. Now, a lot of decisions that are going to have to be made, a lot of issues that are still going to have to work out. It's also whether or not some, I mean, look, maybe Deebo just doesn't want to come back and this is a moot point. And we're just like, well, there he goes. Bye. But he does add value to this offense. He does add value to this team. And listen, I'm all for versatile guys. I mean, look at what Bijan Robinson did last night. Look at what Bijan Robinson has done. Again, not the same player as Deebo. But look at what Bijan Robinson has done his entire career. Like, again, I said at the top of the show, like, people laughed when the Falcons drafted Bijan Robinson. People laughed when the Lions drafted Jahmyr Gibbs. Are any of those people laughing now? I felt like Mugatu and Zoolander. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. If you get that reference, good for you. I felt like I was taking crazy pills when I'm looking around going, why would you not draft these guys where you were in Jahmyr Gibbs and Bijan Robinson? Look how versatile they are. They're not just running backs. They can be pass catchers. You can line them up in the slot. You can line them up at wide receiver. They can make plays for you as a, you know, a little dump off bubble screen, whatever. Like, you can do all these things. Game changing plays. We saw a 93-yard run from Bijan Robinson last night. Now, again, Deebo is not in that same category. I'm not saying that he is. He's 30. He's more of a wide receiver, but he's built like a running back. He can play both positions. Versatility matters in sports today. It matters in the NFL. It matters in the NBA. They talk about positionless basketball in the NBA, right? We've seen so much of that now, where centers can run the floor like a point guard, like Nikola Jokic, who hurt his knee last night. We'll see what happens with that today. Right? You know I'm an NBA guy. I love the NBA. I love seeing what the NBA has evolved into. Not everybody does, but the reality is you have more versatile big men now than you've ever had before. You've got seven-footers like Victor Wembanyama that look like Michael Jordan in Space Jam with the way his arm stretches out, and he plays like a point guard. Nikola Jokic, same thing. Running backs in the NFL have become that, where the best running backs in the NFL are also wide receivers. They're versatile. It's what makes them valuable. And in a pass-happy league that's only going to continue to be a pass-happy league, it's all about scoring points. It's all about big, game-changing plays. We saw that from somebody like Bijan Robinson. Now, if you can find more players like that, Deebo Samuel at a cheaper price, that makes sense. That fits a role. That is what you want to have if you're building this offense. That is what Jagori Crosky-Merritt was supposed to be, and at times we could see. But like, so there is value in somebody like Deebo. But the question becomes, what does he look like? What does he look like in this offense? What does that price tag look like? What does he do on Sunday? Because, like, that's the lasting effect. Make no mistake about it. Matt Stafford can still make a case for MVP, even with what happened last night, and maybe overtake Drake May. And Deebo Samuel can still make a more lasting impression if he has a monster game against the Eagles, to where he may get priced out in Washington. Or they may be willing to pay him $20 million a year just to have him back in that offense. Maybe it's a shorter deal. Maybe it's something that, you know, you pay more up front, it's less down the road, less guaranteed money, whatever the case is. You can manipulate these contracts in the NFL to make it work. But that lasting image of Deebo Samuel, good or bad, against the Eagles, especially if he's used as a running back a little bit more, wide receiver, makes some big plays, return game, all of these things. I'm a big fan of Deebo Samuel. But I'm a big fan of Deebo Samuel at the right price. And I can guarantee you the organization's going to look at it the same way. They got to be smart, but they've got to be aggressive this offseason. All right, we'll ask CBS Sports' Brian DiArdo whether or not Deebo could stay next. But also, Ravens or Steelers in the AFC North? Still got some big games and some playoff positioning and spots up for grabs. Week 18 in the NFL. We'll talk to Brian next. Nick Ashew in for Kevin Sheehan.
You mentioned Finley and MJ and Thriller. Shout out to everybody hanging out with us on the YouTube stream. Hope you're all doing well in that wacky world of a chat. Shout out to everybody watching us on the Monumental Sports Network. Appreciate y'all there, too. Appreciate all the folks just listening on the radio, driving around, no traffic. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
B, I went to the dentist this morning.
What time did you go to the dentist?
I had to be at the dentist before the end of the year. So I guess my dental insurance gives me two cleanings a year.
What time?
8. No cavities.
Booyah!
I have a running wager with a woman I'm related to by marriage in a cavity count. Dominating. The dentist, not bad. Honestly, I was in and out of there in like 20 minutes. When you floss, baby, your teeth are gravy. It's not, dental care is not that complicated. It's based on flossing.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, you floss, dude? Jeff, no idea what planet I'm on.
I got those little,
Jeff's eating
you
chips.
You ever see the reach floss?
No, what's that?
It's a, when you get in the back into the
yeah,
bar,
yeah, yeah.
You see how easy you get back.
I like the little swords.
No, it's a sword. It's with, I think it's reach, yeah. And it's about that long, and the little thing goes on the end, and you can just from anywhere. Just,
yes, I do floss, and I have the travel pack in my car, and I got a water flosser.
Damn.
That's a new game right there.
Just taking his dental care seriously. Proud of you.
Those don't get it inside, in between the teeth and in the gums as good as you think, though.
Yeah, Jeff.
I always use the flosser.
Oh, yeah. I got the real ones, too, but that, hey, I'd be having to turn the setting down because that thing will rip your gums.
Oh, it will.
I got an email last night from White Brian. Has White Brian been around at all? Was he here yesterday and maybe I missed him?
White Brian got notification time. Anybody I know?
He's taking care of his dog.
Yeah, sure. He doesn't even have a dog. White Brian sent me an email last night. Kinlaw bet. If Javon Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. Now, this email went to me, B,
when did we
Lamphill,
make this bet?
And Jeff.
I don't remember making this bet.
Well, here's, you know how, so I have a Gmail account, and you know how Google provides like the AI-generated automatic replies? I think they sum this up well. The 3 automatic generated replies to this email, which really makes no sense, are, thanks for the tip, LOL, or what? What is he saying here? If Kinlaw has 9 sacks on the season after Sunday's game, Rooster owes B. Mitch 3 fried lobster tails. I don't know that Kinlaw has a sack on the season. So did Rooster say Kinlaw was going to have 9 sacks and you took the under? Is that how this shook out?
I don't know what he said. I don't remember this.
I wonder how many drinks was White Brian in when he sent that text.
Dog, Kinlaw's at 0 sacks. So the way I understand this, I think you should feel pretty good about Rooster owing you 3 fried lobster tails.
No, it says if Kinlaw has 9, which it seems like I say he was going to have 9.
Then why would, so you owe Rooster lobster tails unless he gets to 9?
I don't remember betting nobody nothing about nothing.
Did this email make any sense to you guys last night?
I looked at it and kept going.
I just don't know where it came from. And my thing is, White Brian don't talk when he's here. Why does he always send stuff when he's not here?
I this was a 9:30 White Brian email.
Is this a spam email to test us?
I replied with the auto-generated what? Question
mark. I didn't reply. I kept moving.
Landfill, do you have the slightest idea what this random White Brian lobster tail Javon Kinlaw email is about?
I think he might have gotten a fight with the hurricane again.
Does Rooster perhaps have any idea what this is about?
Probably not.
Rooster doesn't know anything about anything.
If Rooster comes in here, let's assume Rooster's coming in today. I don't know that he is or isn't. If he comes in, B, and says, maybe this will happen next week, that you owe him 3 fried lobster tails, what's your reply going to be?
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, the only way this bet gets paid off, I'm guessing, from Brian's side, is audio proof. We work in an audio medium. If this bet actually happened, somewhere it should be documented, correct?
I think the Roost is supposed to come in today.
All right. Maybe we'll find out. I kind of doubt it, honestly, but... maybe White Brian, when he wakes up from his drunken stupor, can provide us a little more information. What the hell did... I thought something happened yesterday while I was off, and White Brian was actually working, and you and Rooster made a weird bet or something. Right. If he wasn't here, I can't imagine you talked a whole lot of Javon Kinlaw having 9 sacks this weekend.
No.
That'd be a pretty remarkable number. I don't think any NFL players ever had 9 sacks in a game.
Never.
Now, they didn't keep stats in the Mean Joe Green era, so maybe he had it, but I doubt it. Brian, what we do know, we know very little, frankly. Dan Quinn spoke yesterday. We know that Jaden Daniels will not be the quarterback this weekend.
Yeah, we know that.
I kind of think it's going to be Josh again. Mm-hmm. Where do you lean?
Josh?
I thought he played pretty well.
Yeah.
They lost that game to Dallas because of defensive miscues. It wasn't. I mean, Johnson went for about 200 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. He didn't turn it over. They ran the ball pretty well. Yeah. Defensively, they just couldn't get off the field. Dallas 100%. Doubled them up. It was 87 offensive plays to 41.
Yeah.
TOP was almost 40-20. It was 38-44 to 21-16. Like, you're just not going to win.
You got
to
get off the field, man.
And
if you don't get off the field, it's going to be problems.
Nikki Jobvala had a really good column this morning in The Athletic. I like just the headline on this. Forget a recalibration. Remember, Dan Quinn famously said they need to recalibrate. Forget a recalibration. The Commanders need to get back to basics. Dan Quinn, in his press conference yesterday, admitted that Quan Martin basically got benched because of the Kevontae Turpin 86-yard touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
He had his lowest snap count total since he was a rookie. Remember back when Ron wouldn't play him? Dan Quinn said there had been a big mistake in the game regarding coverage, so there were more consequences to that. I'd also like to say I love Quan and I believe him, and that's not so unusual when a difficult play happens that you change and they have to come stand on the sideline for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to start benching people for mistakes, feels a little too little too late, and it's something you've said for a while this season. Mm-hmm. Like, if you keep putting the same guys out there, yeah, you're telling them it's okay.
Yeah. But... got to start somewhere. Maybe this is the way that they go. Like we keep saying, they got to change up some things that they did this year. You got to change up some stuff. Maybe this is the beginning of that.
It's crazy because we're at this point in the season where you've got a team that's 4-12.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hell, what? I think they probably lost 10 of the last 11. So they beat the Chargers on October 5th. Then it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 straight losses. Then you win one, and then you've lost 2 more. So they lost 8 in a row. They've now gone 1-10 in their last 11 games. And the conversation isn't around massive changes. I think for Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, they should be really thankful that there's not more pressure on their jobs.
I don't think the conversation has to be around massive changes. They need to know that there needs to be some massive changes. Like, at this point of the season, I don't know who's sitting up here expecting something totally different. As I've been thinking this for the last 5 to 7 weeks, they are in a position right now where it's going to be hard as hell to get out of this position with so many people hurt and just don't seem like things are flowing in the proper way. I don't know who's expecting them to go out there and all of a sudden be playing like they played last year. I'm not.
I don't think, for me, that's not the expectation at all.
And the way I look at it, Jay, this season is done.
Been done.
And like I said, they got stuff to play for. I also am not looking for something to drastically change right now. But once this season is over, I expect to start to see that little, everything, the mechanical aspect of this team starts to churn and things start to get into motion where what we see from the ending to the beginning of what's going to start up when the caps come around, we need to see some different stuff. Different people.
Listen to
different
this.
Styles of people, types totally. Of people.
This is crazy. I'm reading from Nikki's article this morning in The Athletic. Washington swing from a 4-13 team in 2023 to a 12-5 contender in 24 and back to being a 4-12 club this season is among the more volatile three-year stretches for any NFL team in recent years. The last team to improve by 8 wins in one season, then fall by at least 8 losses the following season, was the Carolina Panthers from 2014 to 2016. I think that's when Carolina went to that Super Bowl. Cam got hurt and kind of just fell apart. I'm reading. There are multiple layers that Quinn and general manager Adam Peters will have to peel back. For a regime that began its rebuild recalibration by preaching play style, rediscovering the fundamentals of it is step one. And that's something I've been saying now for the better part of a month is, like, tackling needs to be more of a priority than trying to generate turnovers. Just get the guy on the ground.
Yeah, that needs to get better. This is tackle football, bro. And if I were them, I'll start up a little fine thing. If you throw a forearm and you don't wrap up, you're getting fined. If I see another forearm tackle, I'm going to have a problem. There's too many of those.
Like, when you watch that Texans defense and you see the way their DBs play in run support,
mm-hmm.
I understand people are looking to make strong tackles. And in the NFL, you gotta make big hits to get guys down on the ground. Hell, did you watch Philly-Buffalo this weekend?
A little bit.
The way Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, I mean, those are...
The key number 31 last night. He was bringing the... Listen, man. You don't have to make big hits. If you wrap up and hold on, that person is going to probably go down. You know what I mean? But if you just run over and bump a guy, they're not falling all the time. These guys are too damn strong for that to happen. So as I told you from the beginning of the season, I got tired of seeing defensive backs trying to tackle, but they never hit the ground. How do you tackle somebody that you got to knock them down, but you don't fall down? I've seen too many times dudes are standing on both feet when the guy's on the ground. They're like trying to push him down. That's not tackling. That's shoving.
There's so much wrong with Washington this season. You don't get to this record and this situation without really, I mean, just a number of indictments across the board. But, man, they got serious questions. It is remarkable the rise and fall of this organization. And when people ask me, like, oh, dude, they're so far off for 2026.
I don't think
they
so.
Might be. See, if you get Jaden back playing excellent, that changes
everything. Let me hit you with a little something. So I went back because I've been looking at the 49ers, and I try to compare things with the 49ers. 49ers 2017 was 6-10. 2018, 4-12. 2019, they were 13-3, okay? NFC champ, whatever. They go to the Super Bowl appearance. They come back the next year, they were 6-10. Then they jumped right back to 10-7, 13-4, 12-5. Then they fell off the next year and then came back this year. So the whole thing of it is you can switch up this stuff, but you gotta build something. Because like I've been making the example that the 49ers on a team you got to look at. Like, all the injuries, but they still perform. People look at and try to compare Washington. Washington hadn't had long enough to build a team. Kyle Shanahan got there 2017, right?
Yeah.
It's 2025 now.
Maybe 18.
They should 17. Be able to win because they built something now. Washington got away from what their building was from last year to this year. Get back to the building. Because what you are seeing with the 49ers and teams like that, that's been 6, 7, 8 years of building. We can't expect them to be where those other teams are after just 2 years. This is their third year going into it next year. So what we saw something happen last year, and we all got ahead of ourselves, even them.
Yeah.
So you got to get back to what you say you were going to do. Build this damn thing right.
Here is the summary of Tom Lavero's column from his Twitter account. Shout out JP Finley. His tweet was, "The Commanders party is over. A fractured fan base hates your stadium, your name, and now, with an unfortunately familiar lost season, your product. Happy holidays." Old Tommy, a little bit of, there was butt on the pen from the column.
Yeah, they hate the name. They hate the stadium. It's terrible.
And he's right about it on all counts, by the way.
I love Tommy. Worked with him for many a year. Nobody digs into ownership in this town of sports franchises quite like Tom. He has been at war with all of them.
Everybody, at least once, right?
And or, you know, over some of the most incredible things. Like, he was going full-blown World War III with Ted over lack of a parking pass at Wizards games. And I'm just like, really, Tom? And, you know, he had his reasons for it. He's not wrong in this column. He hits on all the right notes. Now, I know I'm speaking to a guy like you who hates this new
name. I've been very open about that.
Thank you for that, by the way. I hate it as well. I also think that the current half rebrand and the potential of the Super Bowl era jerseys becoming a more regular kit next year, I'm in the minority. I think that's a mistake. I don't like it. I think that if you're going to go in a direction, go in that direction. This swimming back and trying to borrow a little bit from the past, and it's almost like it was, but it's not.
Right.
You can't get over the taco holder on the helmet with the satin finish helmet that doesn't match the actual burgundy of your throwbacks. It's an aesthetic mess, if you ask me. But that's one man's opinion who still yearns and pines for the old name and the old logo, which I've been told angrily is never coming back. And I say, really? Sure? Never? I mean, stranger things have happened. I just don't know if the owners really wanted to commit the kind of PR capital to go, you know what?
I don't think they do.
But I'm just play it out.
Right.
Let's say they were like, you know what? Times have changed. It's coming back. What are you going to do about it? What would the league do about it? What would sponsors do about it? How much would the media want to keep up for that? Oh my God, I can't believe you're doing it. You know, Mike Wise is no longer on planet Earth or in the media in this town to take this up as his cause celeb. He had a big position, columnist for the Washington Post, and was on this station and was on our station at times as well. And he was huge on this issue. So he gone, times have changed. What would happen? Would the league just shut it down? Would they just say, no, you can't? Would the sponsors flee?
I think so.
Would the media lose their minds?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then it's not coming back.
I think all three of those.
Okay.
The triumphant there, the Triforce.
So then, I'm sorry to say, but you better lead into the new reality. You better lean into the name and the new logo, and these half throwbacks are not doing anyone any good.
So last year, we talked about this to a degree, and you could weigh in as well before we get to kind of the meat and potatoes of Lavero's column, where I want to get into with it. Their success closed the door in a lot of ways. If Jaden Daniels doesn't
on
have
a
number,
swim back to the old?
Well, not to the old, but something else.
Okay.
So people like me, I am not a Redskins or nothing person. What I'd prefer is irrelevant, just sort of saying in general.
For the record, what names finished second and third on the podium to Commanders?
Yeah, it wasn't Sea Dogs like with the stupid Wizards.
That's historically one of the dumbest things ever. But do we know if there was a runner-up or a third-place finisher?
They were so vague about this
with
their entire saga. So remember,
The name that was the leader in the clubhouse that everybody seemed to be getting, not everybody, but a huge percentage of people were Red excited Wolves. About giving was Red Wolves.
Yeah.
They actually stopped.
Smoot was big on that.
Well, they actually stopped the entire
process
to go, the Timberwolves are mean. It might cost some money. And that, to me, gave away that this was A, predetermined,
yeah.
B, a farce,
yeah.
and C, just another Snyder poo in the punch bowl.
I thought there was another team that was also going to block. Like, was Warriors considered seriously?
I think that was on one of the lists. Yeah,
okay.
But there was a, you know, there was some saying, hey, that may not work. But Red Wolves versus Timberwolves, that's not the same thing. I understand there's wolves involved in both, but something I feel like we're, as an NFL team with all the billions, we could probably make that happen if we wanted to. There was no desire to do so. They were going to do this. We're going to hide behind sort of something generally military related so no one can make fun of us. And we want all the associations without any of the work. And this was just the laziest, stupidest thing. And everybody that's responsible for it has moved on and worked somewhere else.
That rollout that morning on the Today Show was so bad.
What's up, Craig Melvin? Hey,
it
buddy.
Was so cringe.
We are the Commanders.
Just horrendous. And I like Doug Williams a lot. Put Doug in a bad spot there.
It really did.
Poor John Allen just sitting there for some reason also.
I think,
sleep on that.
So I think it's also going to be dangerous to then try to swim to a new rebrand lily pad of, okay, forget Commanders. We're now the Red Hawks.
Or something.
Or the Red Tails.
And that ship, I think, sailed last year. When
because they had success.
A couple different times. So Harris wasn't always saying Commanders. He wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
He sort
so
of,
you guys were keen on listening, going, did he say
And he
it?
Wasn't wearing did that Block W it? Gear all the time. It was always something else, you know? But eventually, at the end of the year, when they go 12-5, NFC title game, he's now going, well, that actually the name means something now. We have the Commander tag on people, and that's something we look for, is the Commander tag. And people like me throw up in our mouths, but yeah. I think that was the gavel. That was the slam. That was the end of it.
They are I believe they're the lowest selling merchandise team in the league. I think I saw a list of that.
I haven't seen that. So if you find that, let me know.
Let me look it up. I think it is.
At one point, Jaden Daniels was selling like hotcakes. That black Commanders Jaden Daniels jersey was doing very well.
Of course, yeah.
And again, to me,
I just think, you know, overall quarter zips, hats, the other paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. It cannot be out of the bottom five. It's got to be down there. It's just, I don't see a lot of people with it just around town or in
so
the stands.
So I do now.
You do,
I see
you're
it.
Seeing more and more?
I see more and more.
Well, that's good.
Because or is it? I mean, it is what it is. I think people are begrudgingly going, all right, I guess. Right? I what else can I do?
If
Christmas happens.
If Dad's gone and he's never coming back, you should stop sitting by the front door waiting for that doorbell to ring. And for him to walk back in. They just need to press ahead. You know, we talked a lot about the Ravens today. I mean, they, of course, would have loved to have been the Colts again. But they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are, you know, they're now the big, dumb, purple, black birds up there.
They are what they are.
Yeah.
But to what Lavero wrote.
So Lavero makes a good point about both the rebrand, the state of the franchise, the stadium that's going to be a long way away. And at the end of his column, I'm like, all right, love you. So what are you saying? Like, what did you get from the column at the end of it? Other than just, yes, acknowledged. The name is not that popular. The stadium is going to be a long way away. And?
Here's my summary. So here he says, read a couple passages here. What may have gotten lost in all the attention of a Christmas Day 30-23 loss to the Dallas Cowboys at Northwest Stadium was that it was the Washington Commanders Fan Appreciation Day. There were holiday decorations, entertainment, and a meet and greet with the big man himself, Santa Claus. We're a long way away from former Redskins owner George Preston Marshall, used to have Santa arrive in a helicopter at midfield at Griffith Stadium during halftime. The basic gist is, you wouldn't have known it was Fan Appreciation Day. The owners didn't do anything wrong in that regard, because it was filled with Cowboy fans. Everybody's disgusted. Everybody's pissed off. It's acknowledging, look over there, there's an elephant in the room. And he said the following. The party's over. The anger over the lost name remains raw. A fractured fan base hates your stadium, your name, and now, with an unfortunately familiar lost season, your product. Happy holidays. Basically, this was the risk you had when you bought this thing for an unbelievable amount of money. Good luck climbing out of it. Because another part of the column mentions another. To me, those are all factual statements.
Right, but does Lovey prescribe what he thinks is the best course of action in his column? I didn't see it.
Not here. I'm the fire spotter. I'm just pointing at the fire. Someone should come in and do something about that. Anyway, you guys have a good one. And I'm not faulting him for that.
But they're like the things with the Cowboy fans invading. You're not going to fix that anytime soon, if ever. Cowboy fans are indigenous to our area, and that's because of the team's long ago very racist policy of being the last team to integrate in the NFL.
George Preston Marshall, yeah.
Right. And so therefore that allowed Cowboy fans, the dirty stinking Blue Stars, as the team of the 70s to metastasize throughout our area. And I know many Cowboy fans. I keep my friends close and my Cowboy frenemies even closer, Danny.
So to add to this,
so point, you're never going to prevent them from invading, especially when your team is not good.
Totally. You can never do 100%, but you can try.
And you're never going to fix that disfigured hulk of a rusting stadium out there. Whereas I look at the carved out upper deck, I just shake my head thinking, as bad as they were under Snyder in the aughts, they sold all those seats. All of the seats that are now gone.
The extra layer to it is, and he points this out in case you forgot, Minute Commanders fans paid an average of 11% more for this 4-12 debacle of the season, and they're going to pay more next season, nearly 10%.
Rent's
more.
Too damn high. To put prices is going up.
To put the lipstick on the pig and then eventually move into it to new and better digs, which we're all looking forward to.
Yes.
So the point is, the state of the state ain't great. We all know that football-wise, we're sort of in the fog of that.
Right.
My question for you guys at 800-636-1067, we'll tackle this next before Bill comes on at 5. Give me your state of the ownership. How are we feeling about ownership at this point? Last year, it was like...
honeymoon.
Yeah, let me throw petals at your feet like the Prince of Zamunda so you can walk around. Now, disaster of a season, you got charged more. How much better are things? Is the honeymoon over? Is the bloom off the rose?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.